It is Taz of the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home? Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. As we're joined for a second consecutive year in studio by Gary Stokin, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl CEO, tremendous matchup, LSU and Oklahoma, one of the national semifinals that comes your way on December the 28th. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Moose. I heard that, you're like the hardest. My guy, Mark Resnick, who's a friend out in Long Island, who I went to school with at NC State, he tells me Moose is the hardest working guy in sports.
Oh, my.
Taz, what's up with that?
You got
is that
me
accurate?
Good. You
is
got
that
me
accurate?
Good, Gary. You got me.
You got me. That's a great job, Gary.
Oh, man.
It's great to see you, Gary.
Yeah, Taz, I'm glad Taz is over on the other side of the room.
That's right? Exactly right.
Give me a suplex or something.
You know,
that's
if
it.
You need, Moose could probably run, help you run the whole piece.
Yeah, Moose can run, come down,
he's
run the bowl game.
That's it. I mean,
he didn't have
up.
Enough to do.
Oh, man, that's it. How's everything? I mean, you got a great matchup.
Yeah,
with
great
man.
Matchup. Yeah, we're really happy. You know, you got the number one, number two offense in the country. Two quarterbacks that are going to be up here for the Heisman, this week. Probably one that wins it. Jalen Hurts has been coming back to Atlanta to play in the same stadium where he led Alabama over Georgia in the SEC championship. So, and you got two wide receivers up for the Blitnikoff Award, two of the best wide receivers in the country. So we're going to have so much fireworks, we may open up the roof at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You're not going to have enough chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A to get them out there.
That's
it's going
right.
to be packed. And it's going to be a hell of a matchup, and it's great. I mean, you guys always seem to get the top games, which is beautiful.
Yeah, you know, moving into the New Year's Six really helped. You know, you're getting top 10 teams now, and then every third year you get the semifinal. And we've just extended our contract through 2026 to host the semis in 22 and 25. So, yeah, it's great.
The preparedness, we were talking about it, the game sold out, right?
Yeah, we're sold out.
Oklahoma sold their allotment, LSU sold their allotment, and you guys sold all your tickets. It's been a while, right? I mean, you're going to
Yeah, we did not sell out of our tickets in July.
That's
we
amazing.
Sold out all the expandable seats, our standing room only. The two teams are in town this week going through the hotels and Mercedes-Benz Stadium and all of our events and administration, what we're going to do with them. And they've said they've gone through all their tickets. So it's going to be a tough ticket.
Sure.
Probably 78,000 people in there.
So, I mean, obviously, Hotlanta, Gary, it's always hot, right? It's got to be the excitement level's got to be super high. When you're coming here with the Peach Bowl now, talk about that as far as the town and the excitement of this game and this matchup,
Yeah, well, this is, economically, business-wise, I mean, this is a huge payday for the city. You know, probably a $75 million economic impact.
Wow.
Probably relates to about $5 million in sales tax that goes into the city coffers. So they're happy. The hotels and restaurants during this time of the year, not many people are spending time in restaurants.
The holidays,
The holidays downtown, so we're going to fill them up. So, it's a win-win-win. The schools win, obviously, because there's a $12 million payout, $6 million to each school, and they get a chance, whoever wins, to go on the national championship in New Orleans. So, great time of the year.
Take us a little bit. You mentioned like the teams are there, kind of getting a little bit of a feel. What's the buildup? What's that week going to be like for the teams?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Normally you have 3 weeks in between the championship games and when we play. But this year we're December 28th. We've decided at ESPN, the Bowls, New Year's Six Bowls, and CFP met, and we said, hey, NFL's played on Sundays. College football's known for Saturdays, so let's move the games to Saturdays. So instead of December 31st and January 1st, we're playing on December 28th. On Saturday, so it makes it easier for the crowds to travel Friday and Saturday. But during the week, we have events at the College Football Hall of Fame. We have events at the Aquarium. It's really interesting. We do something. Taz will love this. We do a Battle for Bowl Week. And we have a WWE 40-pound wrestling belt that after every competition, the players take it and they put it on and they celebrate and everything else. And at the end, we actually give the belt, and they take the belt home.
That's awesome.
And it's interesting.
You guys had a real belt made?
Belt?
Nice.
And up on the stage, when we give the trophy for the bowl game at the end of the game on Saturday night, guys will have that belt on and wearing it proudly. So
that's awesome.
You know, guys like to compete and everything. So, you know, we have a lot of competitions for the players during the week. And then we go to the children's hospital where there's kids in that hospital that didn't get out for Christmas and never going to get out of that hospital. So right, it's great to see the players and coaches share some time with them over the holidays as well.
For sure. You know, Gary, so, like, as far as the whole rankings, the process and everything, and, you know, you've been in the room during this whole process. Maybe bring us behind the scenes as much as you can, how that goes down, and just pull back the curtain as much as you can. You
know? Great question. Bill Hancock does a great job with all the analytics and everything. And so he, during the summertime, will bring in media. He'll bring in the bowls. He'll bring in different people from schools and let them go through the process. He'll say, okay, it's 2017.
Yeah.
Here's the teams. Now you guys go through the process. And so you actually come in with your list of the top 25, and everybody, you know, 13 people in the room, you input your top three into the computer, and everybody else does, and it spits out the top three. Now, if Taz has someone different from Moose and I, and you want to say, hey, I think this team needs to be number one,
right,
then we have a debate about it.
Okay.
And then you do the next three and the next three. And it really is a nice process. And
that's
the
good
computers and analytics they have about each team is just phenomenal. They've gotten it right every year. You can't make a mistake with all the information they have. Mm. And obviously this year was a little bit easier for them. We knew the top three going in. They were undefeated. You know, Alabama probably, if they beat Auburn, would have been in contention.
I assume you're as shocked at everybody else that Alabama's like, they were like,
yeah, if they beat Auburn, they're probably right in the mix, right?
I think so.
And then you got Utah, if they beat, you know, Oregon, they're probably in.
Yeah.
So, it was an interesting championship weekend. And then, you know, LSU doing what they did with Georgia, I think, elevated them to number one at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
How difficult, though, is it to kind of, and I get the mantra of judging teams week to week, but not thinking about what programs have accomplished, you know, earlier on in the year and kind of starting off every single week with a blank slate? How difficult is that?
Yeah, that's the key, Moose. I mean, you know, you don't look at, and Dab was a great friend, but you don't look at Clemson last year being national championship. That was last year. You take every game every week, and Bill Hancock and his team do a great job with that committee. They've got a lot of integrity. And they just, that's why, you know, Ohio State, at that point, was number one leading into the last week. All right, that week they struggled with Wisconsin in the first half. Georgia got blown out by LSU, so the committee decided, okay, they've each had like I think five top 25 wins. LSU's got their defense back healthy now, and so they went through that process and decided to move LSU up. So it's really a good process they have in place, and you know, we're happy with it. Obviously, we got number one against number four again, like we had in 16, and we're going to have a great game.
You know, with something as big, as massive as the Chick-fil-A, you know, the Peach Bowl, and what you're doing, what you guys do, Gary, like the stress level as each day that gets closer and closer to game day, you got a little time, I know that, but still, I'm sure it's already in play, like all that.
Yeah, right? we try and with my staff, we try and be ready to play the game November 30th. Have everything done.
Wow.
Because once the teams are announced, then you got a whole new set. You got a personalized stuff for
promotions,
the two teams.
Promotions and stuff, yeah.
You got promotions. You got, you know, I got to get out and promote the game. But we're ready to play November 30th, and the teams come in. Now, the teams this week, with all their administration, they'll probably bring in 10 to 12 people into Atlanta. We meet with them and go over everything, and you know, together we put this thing on between Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We have weekly meetings with them getting ready for the game. We have meetings with Chick-fil-A, our sponsor.
So
it takes a lot of integration,
a
lot of work by a lot of people, and obviously our hotels, they're hosting those guys all week. So there's a lot of touch points, but you know, that's the fun of it, is the challenge of trying to put people together on a team and work together to make something happen that everybody's happy with.
Will your staff, though, do you try to keep, I'm just curious, the same people, you change it, does it evolve each year? Do you try to keep your staff kind of the same?
Yeah, we've been blessed. I've been doing this 22 years now. My staff's been with me, my senior staff. I've got my events, communication, marketing, sales have been with me 15 or more years.
Wow.
So we're all like a team. We all speak for each other. Finish sentences. We all know what everybody's role is. And it's like, you know, I got to be like a coach. You put people in specific roles.
Sure.
with specific expertise. Mm. And so we're very blessed to have the best staff in the bowl business. Our volunteers are tremendous. We truly love Southern hospitality and hosting people. And Atlanta's a great city to do it in with great facilities, sure, and great people, and great corporate support like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, what, Gary, what's the financial impact on that city, on the city of Atlanta?
Yeah, so this year, you know, between our kickoff game and our bowl game, we'll have over $100 million of economic impact.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's a big payday. Next year, believe it or not, we have three kickoff games in a week.
Oh, wow.
Never been done in college football history. Hmm. We have Florida State, West Virginia Saturday, Georgia, Virginia, Labor Day Monday, and then the next Saturday, Auburn, North Carolina. So we'll have three sellouts. And in Atlanta, which is the fourth largest convention town behind Vegas, Chicago, and Orlando, next year, four of the top six conventions will be college football games. That's how important college football is to Atlanta.
That's amazing.
That is crazy.
That's why a lot of people call us the capital of college football, having the College Football Hall of Fame there, having four big games. And, you know, and then if I add in the SEC championship game, which we don't run, five of the top seven conventions will be college football.
That's amazing.
That's how important it is.
You think it could ever happen, being up here in the Northeast, like in New York, you know, or even in up in Boston, which we don't want to see. You know, too much nice stuff for them people, those sports fans. That's just me speaking. No, I'm joking. But, no, you know what I mean? Like college football, we talk about it a lot, how it's like, it's such, you know, either out west or down south, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it would be awesome to have like a massive bowl, during bowl, the bowl season.
Yeah.
With like a great sponsor, like a Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? You ever, I mean, it's all these years, it's never really.
You know, it's interesting. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and, you know, growing up, everything was the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
And Pitt had some good teams back then.
Sure.
With Tony Dorsett
and Marino.
And Marino,
right.
But going down south, you know, and going to school down there at North Carolina State and then moving to Atlanta, it's funny. Down south, they didn't have pro teams till 1966.
Right.
And so all the colleges were the pro teams in all these small towns in the south. And so it's a religion down there. The passion for it is unbelievable. In Atlanta, where we have the number one or number two alumni bases of the ACC and SEC, it looks like a NASCAR race on 285 and I-20 on the weekends.
There's traffic these on college those roads flags. All the time anyway. Just imagine that.
Auburn flags and Alabama and Georgia, Georgia Tech and Ole Miss. And I mean, it's amazing. Florida, they're all driving around going to their games. And
that's cool.
So we're very blessed to be in that town to have such a big following of college football.
Yeah. We're talking to Gary Stokin, CEO, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. One of the national semifinals with LSU and Oklahoma. How does it get determined in terms of who gets 1-4, who gets 2-3?
Yeah, good question. The selection committee this year, it's really interesting because the selection committee will look at a team that's number one, and they'll, for their fans and their team, provide them an advantage without disadvantaging them.
Okay.
Now, that may sound like an oxymoron, but in the case of LSU, you know, Atlanta is closest to them geographically, and so they're going to place LSU in Atlanta instead of Phoenix. If it was Oklahoma number one, they probably would have put Oklahoma in Phoenix, right?
Mm.
And the interesting thing was if Georgia beat LSU, now Georgia would have probably got in. Now you had, let's say Ohio State would have been number one then, playing Georgia number four. They wouldn't have put that game in Atlanta. They'd probably
they
moved that out
that,
to Phoenix.
Right, correct. Because
it would have disadvantaged Ohio
State.
Ohio
that place would have been basically a Bulldog home game.
That's exactly right. So they want to give the number one team an advantage to their fans and their team by playing geographically closest or not disadvantaging them by putting them against a team that may make it a home field for the other team.
Gotcha.
So
now at the Peach Bowl, let's talk about what everybody wants to know, the concession stands.
Yeah.
Right? That's the key, right? So we know, Gary, that's the key. Is it just Chick-fil-A? I mean, that's all we need. Chick-fil-A is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, I always wondered that. Like, is it just going to be chicken sandwiches?
No. They'll have
other stuff.
You know, give Arthur Blank a lot of credit. You know, what he's done with Mercedes-Benz Stadium is he's lowered the prices. He flipped the concession deal. So he went to Levy and he said, here's what I'm going to pay you, and we'll set the prices. Where it's normally reversed, Levy says, okay, we'll give you this guarantee, pro team, and then we'll mark the prices up to make our money back and make a profit.
Huh.
Arthur switched it. And basically, you can get a hamburger for $3. You can get a Coke for, you know, $2, and you get free refills.
That's awesome. And for families with, you know, kids and
exactly.
stuff, that's great.
So now people, instead of going to eat before, they'll come to the stadium and get something to eat because it's cheap.
It's affordable, right.
And secondly, he's doing more business by switching the concession prices than if they would have kept the prices high.
Yeah.
So now people are starting to follow him in what he's doing. So
smart. Yeah.
Arthur Blank's really done a good job building a stadium for the fans and the experience. And, you know, the Halo board up above, it's the biggest Halo board in the world. It doesn't take your attention away from the field, you know, and so it adds to your experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's really done a great job, and we're blessed to have the best stadium in the world right
That's
now.
That's great. He's in New York. Is he from New York?
Both of them? Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, you're right.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So
yeah, I bet.
So but from a Chick-fil-A perspective, are you regular chicken sandwich or you go spicy chicken?
Yeah, you know, I go regular normally, but I switch it up. I go nuggets sometimes.
Oh, you go nuggets.
Sometimes I go strips.
Nuggets are good, man.
You know, yeah, sometimes I'm in a mood for a wrap.
Okay. Nice.
You know, love the milkshakes.
Breakfast is good, man. The
breakfast
is underrated.
Now. Yeah,
the
is.
Chick-fil-A breakfast is underrated. I talked about it on the air last week.
You like that sausage?
It's the egg. It's a burrito with egg and chicken in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They do a great job
it's
with
good.
Breakfast now.
Yeah,
people,
they do.
You're right. It's underrated.
It's,
people don't realize how good it is. So,
really good. Yeah.
Yeah, get out there and go get some breakfast
That's
at Chick-fil-A.
Why, you know, you
Well, you came and you delivered us a little gift card.
Yeah, you guys are being so nice because I gave you a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'll feed you lunch today.
I know, that's it.
But I can get more than one sandwich,
right? Mike's not taking care of you guys. You guys work so hard.
Mike does not take care of
him. No.
You get a hunchback carrying Mike with all of you guys.
Oh, man. Gary, we got to be honest. Mike, the only thing Mike cares right now about is his podcast, Basketball Drives.
Make sure is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have
to check that out.
Yeah, make sure you rate it, Mike, and subscribe to it.
Yeah.
If you can, Gary.
Yeah, I'm a basketball guy. I played at NC State, so I have to start listening to that, man.
I tell you what, you should be a guest on Mike's show.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, Mike. You should.
I'll give you a Chick-fil-A card if you get me on there.
That's it. That's exactly what I'll give you the card. Look at this. We're making deals on a Wednesday.
There you go.
I'm like your program.
Pay you guys a commission for my that Mike's going to pay me to be on his podcast.
You know, you're a basketball guy for real. You should go on it, really. He knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he does a fun podcast.
He does a really good podcast.
Yeah,
cool. It's
entertaining. Cool. So with this, I only can get one sandwich? Is that
you get one sandwich.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
When
you're driving around and you get hungry and you're going to say, you know what? I got a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's going to feel like $1 million in your pocket.
I got to keep this away from my kid, though. He's a huge Chick-fil-A guy.
Right.
So that's the thing.
Gary, I asked you from the team perspective, right, that week leading up to the national semifinal. What about from the fan perspective? You know, a fan right now has got tickets. They bought them. You know, not an LSU fan, not an Oklahoma fan, just a college football fan. Want to gain the experience of a big college football bowl game.
Yeah.
What's that week going to be like down there in Atlanta?
Well, it's interesting. We do a big fan appreciation at the aquarium, which is the largest aquarium in the world, where we'll bring in the pep bands, and we have giveaways and everything else. When the people check in, we actually have a fan fest in the hotel. So we have people painting faces. We have screenshots. We have games. We have the band playing the fight song. You know, we want them as soon as they hit the hotel that they're immersed
in that spirit,
in a college football experience.
Yeah.
And so we go from Fan Fest in the hotel to College Football Hall of Fame. They can go by there, which is a great experience. If you guys haven't been, you need to go to the college football.
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
Taz
is all over the – I mean, I like it too, but Taz knows
college football.
You get to Atlanta, you need to come to the College Football Hall of Fame. So we have events there. And then game day, we have a parade. So we have a parade go through the downtown Peachtree up to the stadium, let people off so they can go right into our fan fest where we'll have probably about 40,000 people – go through our fan fest before the game.
Well, that's awesome.
And we've got we host the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame team. So Vince Young, Terrell Buckley, Dennis Erickson's one of the coaches. There's about 10 Hall of Famers that got inducted last night in New York at the Midtown Hilton. They're going to come down, and so we host them. We host the Dodd coaches who have won the Coach of the Years. We have them on panels. So it's a total immersive experience. If you love college football, you guys got to come sometime.
It's like a WrestleMania weekend. That's kind of how WrestleMania
weekend is. That's exactly what it is.
Described.
That's what we create. And then, you know, we have the team walks where the teams actually walk through the fans to go into the stadium. And then, man, it's get ready to kick off at 4 o'clock to play for the national semifinal to get to New Orleans and go to the national championship.
Coaches have a hard job keeping those kids focused on football.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Taz, because we during a semifinal, normally for bowl week, we have like 5 days of full activities. Well, the coaches have asked, whenever you host a semifinal, we want to shut things off December 26th because they want the kids locked in and focused for meetings, film sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, they want them locked in because they're playing to get to a national championship, which may never get the opportunity again, right?
It's a big deal.
So we'll stop December 26th doing things for the players and get them locked in for the coaches to allow them to spend 2 days with them to get ready for the game.
Well, Gary, we can't appreciate it enough. Thanks for spending some time with us here on this Wednesday.
Great to be with you guys every year. We'll have to do this again.
That's it.
man. Appreciate
it. And best of luck with everything. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, help our viewership by watching our game at 4 o'clock on December 28th.
We will. We'll get the audience to be locked in also. Yes, baseball's awesome.
Yeah, yes. Merry Christmas.